We wrapped the second week of trading for the month of September, and we brought in some decent strength as far as most of the commodities were concerned. We started the week off on the right foot with most of the markets gaining some ground on the early start of the session. We lost ground by midweek, but then Friday's report brought in some strength back into the marketplace. The report, you can't say was friendly, but it was neutral, and that helped to give the market a little bit of strength as most of them, the traders were looking at taking profits off of the table, even in positions ahead of the weekend. We are starting to hear a little concerns as far as the Eastern Corn Belt is concerned because of dry conditions, and that is causing some lower than expected yields to be reported, and that added a little bit of support. But the surprise really came in, well, from the report, increased acres, which was a little bit negative. But when you look at the export sales estimate on Thursday, we showed a shipment of soybeans going to China. Now, does that mean China was in and bought, or is that some older soybeans that are just being shipped? Most of it was expected to already been shipped. So that is a little bit of something to watch moving forward as far as soybeans are concerned, and that is if China will continue to come in and show up with these surprise purchases. But when you look at the week's performance, Minneapolis wheat was up 4 to 5 cents, while Chicago was up anywhere from 4 to 5 cents. Kansas City was the big winner, up anywhere from 9 to 10. Corn market seeing 11 to 12 cent gains, soybean seeing 19 to 20 cent gains. Soybean meal was up $4 to $7. Soybean oil was up 85 cents to a dollar. And even canola seeing some strength, up about $23 to $24. Meats, they struggled. The second week in a row where we saw lower closes in the meat market. Live cattle dropped anywhere from $5.50 to $6, while feeder cattle were down anywhere from $9.50 to $12. Hogs did see some small gains, up about a buck. In the outside markets, crude oil, 85 cents higher. Gold, $35.50 higher. All new contract highs in gold. The dollar down at 165, while the Dow was up over 500 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.